This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First and goal, and Daniels trying to follow his block. Jaden Daniels to the end zone, and he's got a touchdown.
We've got a cup of Commander's Kool-Aid in the studio. Are we prepared to drink it with the boys 3-1, elite offensively, and to top the NFC East? Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. In fact, if you look at, among other categories, even how they're doing up front with their offensive line, Danny, they are passing every test with flying colors. They are way better than anyone could have anticipated in almost every regard. Lowest pressure rates allowed in week 4. Washington was top 5 in the NFL with that weak link, I'm using air quotes here, of an offensive line that everybody was worried about just 19% of the time. Kingsbury has been better than advertised. Daniels has surpassed all expectations, is having a historic first month as a rookie. Through 4 games, their offense ranks 3rd in pass yards per attempt, 1st in third down percentage. By the way, they've been in the mid-30s in third down percentage for like 4 straight years, almost identically. They're at 54% conversion rate on third down right now, best in the NFL. They're number 1 in points per drive at 3.56. They've punted 3 times all year. In fact, they have the fewest punts in the NFL by like 6. I mean, the next best offense has punted 3 times as much as them at this point. So I ask you, Danny Hoo-Hey, Commander's Kool-Aid is in that cup in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be taking a sip or are you passing the cup?
I'm going to pass the cup. It's not time yet. Nobody has to do anything at this stage. It is fun. You can let your imagination run wild. There are a million things that are not sustainable. We talked about it already going into this past week. It's not sustainable to have 0 turnovers. It's not sustainable to win games where you've only turned your opponents over twice. It's not sustainable to have no penalties. It's not sustainable to have the kind of success they've had on third downs. Again, stuff happens. The false start, the illegal motion, the drop pass. Nothing bad has happened. Something bad will happen. And again, that's okay. You can hear my voice. I don't sound very upset about it. They're not this good. Nobody's this good, quite frankly, to score 40 a game over the past couple of weeks and just destroy teams. And then all of a sudden, a defense that has been terrible shows up and plays great. I haven't seen enough sample to make me believe that that's real. So I'm going to withhold judgment. I'm going to keep that cup of Kool-Aid in the fridge. I'll come right back to it. If we're here in 2 or 3 weeks having a similar conversation, even if they drop one of these games coming up, they lose to Baltimore on the road or something, as long as they're kind of continuing on this track, we could talk about some Kool-Aid for me.
There's a line in The Departed. No ticky, no laundry. Okay? Daddy don't do 2-week referendums. Grandpa didn't do it. Dennis Paulson didn't do it. I'm not going to do it. Week 1, I didn't love what I saw offensively. I thought it was fine. And with Daniels, I didn't like it either because he just ran all the time. Week 2 in the first half, I didn't really like what I saw. In the second half, I thought he was marvelous. Week 3 was the best young quarterback performance I've ever seen in my life. Blown away. Week 4 was really, really good. I thought it was schemed up and kind of came easily to him, but he was outstanding and he made all the right decisions. The 4-week sample here with the player, with the offense, with the entire group, really other than the defense, is to say that they've been excellent mostly. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid just yet, but if you bring that Kool-Aid back next week, and they are 4-1 after a win against the Browns, bring me a straw, because I'm going to have some. If they beat Cleveland at home and they get to 4-1, I mean, Let's find some of the numbers on that, Dad, if you can, Darius. I don't want my dad, if he's listening at home, to start looking for the numbers.
Like, Dad's just poking around. Yeah, like, Janine's what numbers, like, Grant?
What do you have to get Grant? I meant Dad Darius.
I love you, Dad.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad.
But I'm curious. If you're 4-1, what is the chance that you make the playoffs? It's a massively high number. And that's before they changed the playoff settings, right? Where we now have an extra team. They expanded the field. So you get to 4-1. Just do the math.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go 500 the rest of the way with a pretty easy schedule. Oh, by the way, just to win 10 games. Like, now we're talking about the possibility of the first 11-win season potentially since 1991. I'm not ready to have that conversation yet. I want 4 more quarters of intel. I want 1 more game. I want another week into this season, and then we'll reassess next week. But I think I'll sip that Kool-Aid. If the Kool-Aid is like double-digit wins, playoff football, team that's good enough that it can win every single week, the shoe's not going to drop, there's not some major regression coming. As I sit right now, and I guess I could change my mind on Sunday, but I think I'd be prepared to take that sip next week if they handle the Browns. Now, if they beat the Browns 17-13 and they turn the ball over 4 times or whatever, I'll feel differently. But if they go out and score 30 again and they move up and down the field and Tressway punts 2 times and they beat Cleveland by 17 or something, it's go time. This team at that point is just really, really good. This is something different than we've seen since your boy was a toddler.
I think that's fair. I mean, remember, this group was 6-3 before Alex Smith got hurt. In that game, they moved to 6-4. And we knew at the time it wasn't sustainable, right? We knew this was fluky. We knew this was a low ceiling offense that was, you know, they were tough and they were playing hard, but come on, we all kind of knew where the truth lied. And that's not the same feeling I've got now, right? Like, that was as close to the top of their ceiling, to overuse that word, as they could be. That group that was 6-3 moving to 6-4 when Houston injured Smith. I don't know that that's true with this group. The arrow's trending up, right? As guys like Luke McCaffrey are still rookies, getting their feet wet. Jaden Daniels is continuing to grow and play better. There's an ascension that's even still possible here.
Luke McCaffrey, who was on our show yesterday, if you missed the interview, make sure you podcast it at thefandc.com when we're done today. I also tweeted out a link to the interview if you want to check it out. He was fantastic. Darius, what'd you find on 4-1 starts?
So I haven't found any numbers particularly on 4-1 starts. As it stands right now, with the Commanders at 3-1, they have a 68% chance to make the playoffs. If you look ahead to a couple of the other teams who are 4-0, those teams have a 89% chance of making round one of the playoffs.
So we'll split the difference and say it's in the 70s.
That sounds good. Yeah.
70-some percent chance of making the postseason at that point. And it's not like their schedule is overly arduous either. But yeah, let's chat again next week. So you and I are both kicking the can down the road a little bit here.
Yes.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.